Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Magdalene Radio with Rachel. That's me. Hi from Denmark. And my co-host, Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Rachel. Hello, everyone. I hope you're all enjoying the magic of March. It's a special month with the eclipses and everything going on. Many doors are opening.
Wow. Yeah, everything is going on, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And tonight's show is Reset, Restart, and Restore. And this has come out of the energies that we've been working with in the last few weeks. And ahead of us is Easter as well. And you can listen to the show at any time, though, in the future and connect and utilize these wonderful energies. I have an energy exercise for us tonight where we're connecting into the new earth grid, and then Cheryl's going to lead us all in a lovely meditation to help us dream the dream. We've got a lot to get through, but I think I have to let us talk a little bit first. How are things going with you, Cheryl?
Well, to be honest, they're a bit hectic. A lot of things have been going on with the people around me and my life circumstances, but you know, again, remembering the affirmations and saying all is well really helps, and just knowing that it's okay, because I think most people are going through the same chaos. It's just the time that it is, everything being stirred up. So now it's time for the clearing, and that's important to understand.
Because today we're in the energy of a lunar eclipse, aren't we?
Another eclipse, right.
Yeah. So
and the moon,
that's why
the moon being between the sun and the earth, you know, causes the darkness, which has us looking inside to our darker selves. And then with the solar eclipse that happened earlier, you know, that's the symbol for a restart of life and illumination. So we're having the dark and the light, and now it's time to reset everything. So what you want to do, you know, in order to start living your dreams, this is it. Now's the time to take the action. So it's a very important time.
I can feel it all pulsating in me. Like every cell in my body is just like exploding with all of these energies.
It is a lot.
It is a lot. So, I mean, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how this fits in with the Mary Magdalene energy and the Sarah energy and the Master Jesus energy, and I'll probably, you know, mention it again as we go through. But in the times that I've worked in this way, I've found that Mary Magdalene often connects us to our deepest heart's desires. She's the one that connects us and supports us. She's like the foundation. And then Sarah's energy comes in and supports us in the creating, the creation of what it is. And then the Master Jesus energy supports us in grounding these sins and making it so. And perhaps that'll sort of become a bit clearer as we work through the meditations. But I think I'd just like to start now and take us into our first piece of energy. And the whole kind of concept behind this is that each of us holds a piece of the new earth energy. And the new earth energy, it's a way of being. It's an energy pattern that wants to express through us. We're moving and further into the age of Aquarius, and it's being created through us. And the clearer we get, as Cheryl said, the clearer we get, the less blocks that are in the way, the more we can bring through, the more we can connect to this, what's deep inside us, our divinity, and the more we can manifest and express that inner truth. So I think I'll just start that. The first meditation now. Does that sound all right with you, Cheryl? Is there anything you wanted to mention before I sort of leap on in?
Just one more thing. The more trust you have in yourself, enables you to better connect to your greater vision. That's what I believe. Very important.
That is really important, yeah. So, just relax wherever you are. Hopefully not driving the car. Don't do this if you're driving the car. Relax. Feel the place where you're sitting in. Feel the physical space that you occupy and take some deep breaths. And feel that you're floating above the earth now. Just imagine or visualize or see or just have the intent that you're floating above the earth, looking down upon the earth. And imagine you can see lines of light flowing around the earth. And they're crossing over each other and making patterns backwards and forwards and covering the whole planet. And it's a beautiful crystalline grid. I tend to see it as a sort of a pink, soft pink color, but you can see it in any color that works for you. And this is the new Earth grid covering the whole planet. And this grid supports all life here on the earth. It's what sustains the spiritual beings that live here in physical bodies. And without it, we couldn't exist, actually. And this isn't the same energy system as what was before 2012. And we are still aligning ourselves to this energy system gradually, little by little. We're becoming more and more in alignment with this grid, in perfect timing. And as we do, we process it in our physical bodies and in our DNA. So just imagine that you're floating, looking down at this new Earth grid. And as you do, imagine that you're drawing closer and closer, coming down now, coming closer to this beautiful crystalline light. And this light holds all the vibrations from which we can co-create the new Earth and the golden age of Aquarius. And as you gently float down closer and closer, you start to realize you're surrounded by an egg of light, an egg of glowing light. And this is all the support that you have around you from the Ascended Masters, from the angels, from the elementals, from the plant and crystal kingdoms. All of these beings all cooperating with us to achieve this great work that we're all involved in at the moment. And your very being is actually made up of all of these realms, angelic, elemental, plant, crystal, and even the Ascended Masters. And all this support is glowing around you as an egg of light. And you draw closer to the new Earth grid, and Sarah is beckoning you, the Ascended Master Sarah. And she is a multi-dimensional ascended master being who is very involved in this great work, coordinating things. And her power is that of integration and oneness. And with her support, she lights up the way for us. See her beckoning you towards the new Earth grid. And as you descend closer and closer to the Earth, that which is not in vibrational accordance with the new Earth grid is gently being taken from you by the support, this glowing brightness of all the help which you have around you. As you descend closer and closer to the new Earth grid, you're letting go. It's just happening naturally. Everything that doesn't vibrate with that new Earth grid and that you're ready to let go of now. They're drawing it from you, all that you no longer need, the energy and the thought forms of past times, everything you're ready to let go of now, all that belongs to then and not now. Further and further, closer and closer. And then, as you get so close to the grid, so close now, you can just step down into the new earth grid and see that crystalline light entering through your feet. Stepping now down into the new earth grid. That crystalline light is flowing up through your feet, connecting with the chakras in your feet until it flows through your whole body, flows through your entire body, flowing through your whole body. That's it. Connecting, stepping down. All the support you need is all around you. Sarah is holding your hand, always by your side. Ready now to dream a new dream, a dream of the new earth. And Cheryl will take us into the next level of our meditation now.
Okay. Now, to begin, place yourself in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Focus on the sound of my voice. At this time, I would like to acknowledge the presence of Sarah here to assist us in our quest to achieve a peaceful state. I'm also acknowledging the presence of Mary Magdalene and Yeshua joining us and any other angel, master, or guide who would like to participate in the name of Christ. As you focus on the sound of my voice, take some deep breaths. Breathing in calm, breathing out tension, breathing in calm, breathing out tension. As you breathe in calm and breathe out tension, feel relaxation enter your body, starting with your toes, moving into your feet, legs, thighs, hips, and stomach. Feel the calmness and peace. Feel your chest, arms, spine and neck, as you let go of all the stress and tension of the day. This peaceful energy now reaches your head, and you feel your entire body at peace, totally relaxed, totally relaxed. Right now, imagine seeing a white, fluffy cloud that settles down right in front of you. It is so soft. You keep touching it and are drawn to climb onto it, sensing that you are about to embark on a wonderful, enlightening journey. As you are enveloped in this soft, supportive cloud, you begin to gently lift up off the ground. Now floating up into the sky, feeling safe, protected, and supported. You are so relaxed, so relaxed. As your cloud drifts through the sky, off in the distance, you notice a beautiful rainbow arched high in the heavens. As you approach this rainbow, you see the colors illuminating in their brilliance, and notice that you are being drenched in a soft pink light, symbolizing to you a new awakening. As the pink light turns golden yellow, you now sense a warmth and sit in this color as you feel healing occurring, sensing all past traumas, events, obstacles, easily leaving your aura, being transmuted in the golden light. You now find yourself drawn to a vibrant shade of green, a symbol of growth, renewal, and rebirth. This color of spring offers new beginnings, a time to reset, restart, restore. It is here that you realize your power and might. You clearly see all and feel the confidence to move forward and act on new opportunities. You feel your soul nourished as your mind merges with your inner fire, with your heart's desire. And know that this will have a lasting effect on your life and the lives of others around you. You know and feel that by following your heart, your essence shines, bold and daring, for all to see, for it brightens your destiny. Remembering this affirmation, I follow my heart and my essence shines, bold and daring for all to see, for it brightens my destiny. You now know and feel that making expectations bigger, expanding your feelings and imagination, being that energy like springtime renews and restores. You now know and feel that expressing what is in your heart enables you to take action and make positive, creative changes to start living your dreams, fulfilling your desires. You now know and feel that by following your inner guidance, you are led to where you need to go, and abundance will easily flow. Let spirit carry you there. Instantly, you create this affirmation for yourself. I am led to where I need to go, where abundance easily flows. You now know and feel that by letting go and releasing, you see your soul's purpose as clear as day. That which is not serving your soul is released, enabling you to better connect to your greater vision. You now know and feel that the more you express gratitude, being grateful for everything you've been given, no matter how small, the more you will thrive. You now know and feel that the more you acknowledge good things in life, the more good things will come your way by focusing on what brings you joy. You now know and feel that the seeds of your intentions that you planted are now exponentially more powerful and are growing at accelerating rates. Take a few moments and realize your potential. Know and feel your brightness with all your heart. All right, now you find yourself still on your cloud, enveloped by a calming blue color, feeling relaxed, serene, and comfortable. Gradually, the blue transmutes to a soft purple, and you are now aware of the evening sky, contemplating on what you just experienced, feeling a sense of one with the universe. And now, somehow, you know that it is time to go home again, to drift and float with the cloud back to where your journey began. If at any time you would like to be back drifting on your cloud, easily moving into brightness, realizing the extent of your full potential, all you need to do is say the word reset, and you will immediately be on your cloud, drifting, feeling, resetting, and adjusting your soul's intentions with your own intentions, following your heart, allowing your essence to shine, illuminating aligned feelings, dreams, and intentions. Now take these feelings back with you to your awakened state. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. As I count, you will begin to feel your physical body. 5, more aware of your surroundings. 4, feeling calm and relaxed. 3, feeling your physical body refreshed and revitalized. 2, open your eyes and feel at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. 1, wide awake, now realizing that it is time for you to reset, restart, restore, and dare to dream big. So let it be said, so let it be with every breath you take. So we have a few affirmations from there.
Oh, wow. I feel so much clearer now.
So the affirmations, I follow my heart and my essence shines, bold and daring for all to see, for it brightens my destiny. And then the other one, I am led to where I need to go, where abundance easily flows. And then I just came up with the last one here. I easily reset, restart, restore, bringing abundance, love, and light evermore.
Mm, that's great. I like that.
That just came.
That's so good.
That was neat. And then I got these words real quick, inspirationally. And they said, reset, restart, restore, words for all to follow evermore. It is up to you to stay on your path, to be one and all with everyone at last. We ask you to always be joyous, loving, and kind. If you follow your heart, your essence will shine. Be bold and daring for all to see, for it brightens your destiny. I thought that was neat.
Oh, that is so neat. I really love that. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Oh, you're welcome. It's actually fun.
I just want to... Yeah, oh yeah. It's very light, the energy that comes through with it. It's
how
fun.
It all works.
Really
it's the state I'm in sometimes when I sit down to do this. It's like, oh no. And then everything just lightens up. It's pretty neat how it works. If you allow it, you have to allow it.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so I just want to just take a few minutes, and I can feel Sarah wants to channel an energy something to us. So I'll just open up and find out what that is, just to finish off with, I think. Okay, so I'll just go quiet a moment, and then when I start talking again, I'll be bringing Sarah through. Welcome, I am Sarah. As each of you who are listening to these words and these meditations now and in the weeks and months and years ahead, I want you to know that you are strengthening your energy bodies. And right now, as you shift into a higher vibration, you also need to strengthen your axotonal lines, which connect you above and below. I want you to imagine now these lines of light are coming out the top of your head and also coming out from your feet down into the earth. They're connecting you, grounding your soul's light into manifestation. And I am speaking now words and sending you energy wherever you are in time and space so that these axotonal lines can be strengthened and upgraded. Feel the power beneath your feet. Connect down, down, down into the new earth grid, which is, of course, the energetic child of Mother Earth. There is strength and power beneath you. And also above you, above your head, you are connected to all of the higher realms. All of heavenly help is above you. Now, I also speak words and send you lines of energy so that these lines are strengthened. You are more deeply anchored into the help and assistance and inspiration that is above you. Lines of light, lines of light, lines of light, anchored firmly, balanced, grounded, up into the heavens and deep into the earth. All is well. All is well. All is well. Your multi-dimensional selves are becoming more and more centered and harmonious each day in every way. I am Sarah. And as I speak, it is so. Blessings are upon you. Blessed be. Blessed be. Blessed be. Amen. Okay.
Nice.
So hopefully we're feeling straighter after that. I am.
Definitely. The time, nourish your soul. You know, experience what's deep within. And it's springtime, a time of renewal. Reset, restart, and restore.
Absolutely. And I just want to mention that again about it's Mary Magdalene's energy that we can call on to connect to our deepest heart's desires. And that it's Sarah's energy that supports us in creating that which we find deep in our heart. And then the Master Jesus, Yeshua, supports us in grounding that desire and making it so. And so these three energies work in harmony with each other. And as we've been going through tonight, I'm really thinking, you know, it would be really great to do an online course for working with this and really bringing some things out deeply. So I'll see if I can find some time somewhere in the year to do that. And if you want to get updates and hear about other shows that we're going to do in the future, then you can sign up for my newsletter, which is at saraye.com, saraye.com, and there's a sign-up box on the left-hand side of the website. Yeah. So, wow, Cheryl.
Nice.
Can you believe
that was nice.
That's nearly
half
the
hour.
Whole thing gone now. Yeah.
Amazing. Goes by fast.
Isn't it?
We
were
so
really
happy spring,
time,
everyone.
Outside of time and space there.
Oh, now we're back.
And, oh, it's Easter.
Yes.
Friday.
Yes, it is.
So it's all going to be carrying on through there as well, because the energies are very special over Easter, and then there's more. There's the birth of Buddha and the full moon after that every year that's celebrated, and yeah, some great energies going on. And just one last thing I got today when I was writing this meditation is that the intensity of the process that we're going through isn't going to lessen. On the other hand, as we connect more and more into this earth grid, we're getting more of the energies that we need. So we're going to be more supported and get a much greater sense of well-being. And this intensity of the process, after a while, it's going to seem okay, actually. We're not going to notice it so much, and it's just going to become more normal. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that because I was like, oh, that's a relief.
At least, but we've been through a lot, so we know how it works.
Yeah, we have been through a lot, but yeah, I've written a blog about it today, which I'll post on the Facebook page. I have an Ascended Master Sarah Facebook page, and also there's a Facebook page for the Mary Magdalene Radio, which you can see. Click on Blog Talk, and we'll be back next month. Which is April. Is that right? I keep thinking it's April now because it's Easter. I keep getting a bit confused. It's quite early this year, isn't it?
It is early, very early. So we will be back in April. We have not determined the date yet, but we will.
We will. And, we will.
And happy spring. Yes, happy
yeah,
spring to
happy
everyone.
Happy spring.
Yes.
And thank you for doing this show with me, Cheryl. We're connecting across the globe.
Yes, we are. And we really don't discuss major issues, but it ends up that we always connect anyway on what we both have to say. So that's pretty neat.
But we do have 1 minute left, so we've got 1 minute to, I don't know, what can we talk about in 1 minute, Cheryl?
Well, let's see. It's important to express what's in your heart. We know that. Take
How
action.
How did you feel the show went today?
I thought it went great. I really did. I mean, very important matters were brought up, and the meditations were wonderful. Yours was great, and mine was a little different than I'm usually used to doing. But I think it turned out great.
I thought it was really, really lovely. I have to say that was my favourite one so far. I thought it was really beautiful. And I'll be listening back and listening to that again. So that's it. We are out of time now. So thank you, Cheryl,
okay.
And goodbye to
You're
everybody.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hi for now. Bye.